Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'm amazed at some of these independent preachers who beat their people to death. Beat them to death. They mess up, and instead of helping and healing and picking them up, you know what they do? God bless you. If not by the grace, now I don't condone sin, but not by the grace of God, there goes I. I mean, a great example of this. Remember the lady who was at the well? I just read this in John chapter 4, 5. Help me out. They brought Jesus, throwed her, defeated, or brought this woman to Jesus. Am I thinking right? No, that's a different one. She meets the woman at the well. This is different, but same principle though. And she had four or five husbands. Is that right? And the one that you're living with now ain't your husband. And that woman got saved. You believe that? She was shacking up with somebody. I know preachers. I gotta be very careful. I want people like that to come to church that are sinners. Y'all look at me awful funny because they need to hear this. Amen. That God loves them, God forgives them. And then she went and told all the men, I like that. She went back in that Samaritan, she told all those men, man, you got to come see somebody. I found Jesus. And all the men came out. Why did she tell the men? Because the ladies would have nothing to do with her. Those men did, but you know the story anyway. Then there's another one. That was the one I was getting mixed up on. But it's the same principle there. They caught the woman in adultery. They threw her down at Jesus' feet. Lord Jesus, do we stone her? What do we do? Remember the story? And he started writing. And he wrote the second time, and that, there's a reason I won't go into all that. And then they all left, beginning from the oldest to the youngest. Why did the old codgers leave first? It's interesting. The Bible says they left. They had the stones in their hand, fixing the cast, killed it. And the Bible says they all left, beginning with the old codgers, the elder, then the... Why did the oldest ones leave first? Why do you think that was? They've been in life situations. He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. They all left. Jesus looked at that woman. So, woman, where's your accusers? Well, Jesus, all those Baptist preachers are gone. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Now you go. And sin no more. That's where we lost it, folks. I'm an independent, fundamental, whatever you put labels on it. We preach against sin. You know I do. We do preach against sin. It's a terrible thing. Sin's what put Jesus on the cross of Calvary. But yet to love these people, to love them. And Jesus loved that woman. And that woman got saved. I could go on and on and on. But I left on. Here is David. As much as he messed up, God has something special for David. Let me leave this with you. I got a couple more. God has something special for you. Amen, preacher. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've messed up, Jesus still loves you. He still wants to use you, and you can still be used. Well, preacher, you don't know what I've done. No, and truth is, I probably don't want to know what you've done. No, I got to quit. If you would know what I've done in my past years of life, you probably wouldn't want me up here. Well, I can't believe that guy did that. And this ain't a time of confession. I ain't going to turn my collar. Even though I was a preacher's kid. You know, preacher's kids are rotten, man. Amen. Amen. But I'm just so grateful for the grace of God.
Amen. Amen.
I will say this, and I'm going to close. I'm done. Messed up my... I'll finish this next. My heart, and just bear my heart to you. Some things that happened in my past. There's preachers ought to say, has actually told me, I have no business being up here in this pulpit. I won't go into all that because of things that happened over. Me and my wife have been married 40 years. Can you imagine a woman putting up with me 40 years?
Yes.
You said no. I'm going to say something I ain't said in years. And I hope nobody gets up and we have a couple visitors. Hope they don't get up and walk. And it's the A1 radio. I'm probably going to get some cards. I'm going to get letters. But I have been divorced over 40 years ago. I won't go into all the detail. But there's a lot of preachers that says I'm disqualified for the ministry because of what 1 Timothy says. Now, I've been through the mill, believe me. I mean, and I want to get some feedback because this is going out. I can't pull it back. I'm not going to pull it back. But I'm glad God forgives you of all your sin.
Amen.
And God could use you no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been. How do you know, preacher? I is one. Are y'all mad at me? Huh? If not, but for the grace of God. God can use you. A lot of people's lives, I have Latrice knows who I'm talking about. This guy on radio, and he's going to be listening to me on radio. Preachers' lives have been ruined because their wives have left. And I got to quit. I'm talking to a guy right now. He's pastoring a church, going through a divorce. I'm not going into any details, but the church is standing with him because of the situation. He didn't commit adultery. He didn't go out and cry. I ain't going all the detail. Anyway, I want you to get the picture. Pastor, because he knows my back. What? Said, man, you stay with it. You stay with it. If you feel like this is where God has you and the church still wants you and you still love them and you still preach, you still proclaim God's word, and you be that example, though, no matter what comes your way, you still proclaim God's word and your church will love you even more for that. Because I promise you, some of those church members have been through this, or they're going through that. And if my preacher can, if he can make it, we can make it. And this preacher, I made it.
Amen.
You have no idea. Ain't God good?
Amen.
I'm just here to tell you, no matter what you've done, you listen to me, good. God will forgive you. And he wants to use you. And even David, who was an adulterer, who was a murderer, God used him. Father, we love you. Thank you. Grace and mercy, love toward us. Now, while we were yet sin, Christ died for us, even me. Thank you for that. Lord, bless our time together. May this be a special day of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.